Mr. Smita.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Members of the board, do a brief introduction for the benefit of the newest members and for council. My name is Joe Smita. I'm the head of the Plans and Statistics Department, and we're the largest department within Fisheries Management Division. And as you've seen, part of what we deal with is compliance issues. Most of the staff members here are representatives for the agency and for the Commonwealth on various either federal or interjurisdictional regional committees. And a lot of what we deal with is compliance with those interjurisdictional issues. So part of staff's task is to make sure that our state regulations are in compliance. You've met Ms. Iverson, who is the head of our mandatory reporting program, which is the largest part of the Plans and Statistics Department. 7 of our 14 members are within that department, and they handle all the commercial harvest reporting and that very important data that we all have to deal with and get to stock assessment scientists to assess the stocks and to our eventually to the managers for management decisions. We also have a biological sampling program headed by Adam Kenyon, and that program does its best to put a face to the commercial and recreational catch by sampling their harvest and giving and collecting biological information on those fish. Again, to go to the stock assessment scientist to assess the health of the stocks and eventually to make it into management decisions. I have a discussion item here before you. This is not a compliance issue. This was actually brought through our FinFish Management Advisory Committee, an advisory committee to this commission. I think the best way to put this is that it would be a gear user conflict. I'll give a brief discussion since this is just a request for a public hearing for next month. In 2008, this commission amended the regulation pertaining to gill nets. And it was a requirement to attend any nets fished within 500 yards of the mean high water mark on the ocean side of Northampton and Accomack counties. This requirement was put in place from June 1 through October 15th. And at the time, in 2008, this item was also brought before the commission as a motion from FinFish Management Advisory Committee, or FMAC. They were trying to address a concern regarding small mesh nets that were sitting in the surf. During the summer months, those nets were being left there by some harvesters, and by the time that commercial harvester went back to those nets, the fish that were in the surf were of such poor quality that they weren't being sold. They were just being discarded. So the Management Advisory, the FinFish Management Advisory Committee put this recommendation in place, or put forward this recommendation of tending, and it was also as a reflection of a large mesh gill net tending requirement that was put in place by the federal government for the bottlenose dolphin take reduction plan. This has been in place since 2008. This month, when the FMAC met, a new item was brought forth. It has to do with this same regulation, but only in a very small area. What we're looking at here is Chincoteague Inlet. This is the south side of Assateague Beach. And this area right here, this two-mile strip of land, is I'm gonna say it. It's a hot spot for spot, one of the most popular fin fish that we have. The vast majority of our commercial harvest of spot last year came from this area. As is right now, one or two commercial harvesters can set enough gill net parallel to shore here that they can effectively box out any other fishermen that are trying to fish that area. In order to sort of level the playing field, the motion that was put through by our FinFish Management Advisory Committee is to require that just in this area, any licensed gill net fisherman can set no more than two nets up to 1,200 feet in length each, and that's per licensee per vessel. Further, they would like to restrict the use of agents in this area I think if if you haven't heard about agenting within our commercial fisheries, you will. Originally, it was a provision set forth that if a person was unable to fish their gear, the thought was let someone else go out there and at least pull that gear in or make the harvest for them. We often hear reports of abuse of this system. In the case of gill nets, there is no requirement for two commercial licensees to interact with the agency at all. As long as one licensee is holding the other person's gill net license and his commercial card, he can go out there and fish his nets. In this particular area, that would be one way around this requirement of only allowing two nets. So the requirement for this area would be only by act or by an exception granted by the commissioner himself would someone else be able to fish more than the two nets per licensee in this area. Further, this is only a request for smallmouth gill nets in the months of September and October. So we're looking at a very limited scope of this request by the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee. And staff is recommend advertising for an August public hearing for these amendments.
Are there any questions from the commission?
Right. One thing that would remain in place, I apologize. I think in the motion I just used the word surf, but what's currently in regulation is that these nets are within 500 yards of mean low water. That would remain in place. And one proposal would be a point beginning, perhaps at one of the channel markers within the inlet. But staff would be recommending, as did FMAC, that this actually continue from this point north to the Maryland-Virginia border. So I mentioned the south side of that, Assateague Beach, being where this is taking place. But I think more than anything, for ease of regulation, this would continue to north to the Maryland-Virginia border.
Any questions from the commission? I had one quick question here. What constitutes small mesh gill net?
That's a good question. And we are using the definitions provided by the federal government and the take reduction plans. So anything 5 inches or less.
Okay. This is a request for public hearing. Do I hear a motion to advertise and hold a public hearing next month on this matter?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Mr. Smita.